It's time for our Voice of the Valley, and my guest today is Lee Eisensee from the Barnes County Salvation Army Red Kettle Campaign, and we're looking forward to some more good news, right, Lee? You had a very good year again this year.
Yes, we're just so truly blessed. The Holy Spirit was alive and well in Valley City again this year and throughout the whole county. It's just amazing and so humbling how gracious the people are in our area. It's not just in the dollars and the pennies and the nickels and the checks that they write, but it's also those that are willing to take the time to ring the bell to make all this happen. It's just unbelievable. And we're so thankful for Levers and Petro that allow us to ring the bell there and to be inside. You know, many of these places at your Walmarts and Shields and all those, they have to be outside. Mm-hmm. And we wouldn't get the ringers if that was the case. And we're just so blessed. And everybody worked so well with Lenora and Naomi. Those girls did just a beautiful job of filling all the spots. And it's because of that that we're able to raise the amount of money that we do. If there's no one in that spot, there's no money. And this year, our goal was that of $50,000, and we raised $72,878.11. So that's another fantastic year.
That's great.
We were down some, Steve, from last year, but last year was a very unusual year. And the difference there mainly was, as you reported, that gold coin, that was $2,200. And then we had a $5,000 anonymous donation last year. Yeah. So other than that, we were right there. And this year I have some figures that I've never shared with anybody before. And I want to share some of those this year too. And so our five-year average is $73,330. So we are right on there with the average. And what the Salvation Army corporate looks at a lot of times is the amount of money raised per person compared to the amount of money people in the county. And with the 72,878 and 11,000 people in our county, we averaged $6.63 for every man, woman, child. And that's high. That's really high. And there's a few other things. Levers averaged $144 per hour. Isn't that unbelievable,
Steve? That's
really
nice. Yeah.
And even Petro sitting up there, and most of those people coming in aren't from Valley City, although we did have several nice checks from Valley City people in there, but they're at $71.50 per hour. And that's what really makes a difference. And Lenora and Naomi, they had all those spots filled. And if those spots are empty, we don't take any money. I remember last year, one day we couldn't have people there because of the weather. Of course, there wasn't much traffic either, but we raised 53 cents. So it really does make a difference. And so that's good. This year at Petro, we raised $14,298. That's compared to $10,000 that they've been averaging. So they were up about $4,000.
Nice.
And Levers was still very good this year, but they're at $28,844, which is down from last year. And then we had separate checks that were mailed to me. You know, like your check you gave me, Steve, went into the kettle, but there's some people that send, you know, checks to my house that are,
okay.
You know, and with that, we had $29,061. So that is really good.
That's a nice share.
Yeah. And another thing, Steve, we started working with Barnes County Food Pantry because we wanted to invest as much money in the community as we could, and we could see about halfway through the year that we would have had some funds left over, and the money we don't spend, we have to send back to Minneapolis, and that comes back to us if there's a flood or disaster or goes to other areas in our northern division that would need it with a disaster. But last year, we helped the most people we ever have. We helped 1,210 people.
Nice.
So that's a lot of people. And that is just a number when you say it, but it's really not a number. I just had a call before we got on the air for a family of four, and they're both eating, but they couldn't afford food. You know, they didn't have any food. And so we were able to help them with groceries at Leavers. And most of these families we help, they are working people, and they're trying, but so many people are living one day at a time, and things have gotten so expensive that most of us that God has blessed so well, you can't imagine not having enough money to feed your family. And I remember a couple of years ago, I had a gentleman call. This doctor told him he needed a bottle of aspirin. He didn't have any money for aspirin. And it's just crazy. And in our community, rent has been our biggest expense. And I wasn't even aware of it until recently. When we had all these older buildings in Valley, a two-bedroom apartment was generally, and a lot of them had garages, was $750 a month. A two-bedroom apartment now in these new buildings is about $1,050 a month. That's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of people, if they have one thing go wrong, their car breaks down, somebody's sick for a week, they fall behind.
Mm-hmm.
And our second is utilities. And we all know how high the utilities have gone. And the city has done the best job they can to keep them at that rate, but they're still really there. And then our third one is lodging. And a lot of that comes from, we get some homeless people. 2 years ago, we had 18 homeless. And then this last year, we helped 36 of them. You don't see them around town. Some of them, we have to buy a taxi ride and get them to Fargo. Some of them are waiting for someone to come and pick them up from another state. And so they had a place to go. A lot of them, we get through the police department where it's a domestic situation. Mm-hmm. And they need a place to go in the middle of the night. So the police department helps us out with that. And we just try to keep as much money in the community as we can. And we feel we have an obligation to be good stewards of that money, Steve. So we keep close records. So hopefully people aren't becoming too used to doing it and stop trying to do themselves. And that is very seldom the case, but occasionally it is. And again this year, because of the donations, we hope to continue working with the food pantry and help buy the meat for the food boxes. The food pantry used to give food boxes every quarter, and now you can get one every month. So that has really increased it. And like last month, we pay $1,500 a month for meat in the food boxes. And when we first set it up, we felt that would probably cover it. But last month, just the meat for those food boxes was close to $4,000.
Mm.
And month before, it was $3,600. So We feel that is a good way to put money back into the community and help those. And we will continue to do that unless the need for our basic primary stuff, utilities and all that stuff, goes wild. And it has, I've told you several times, Steve, that during COVID that was all down because of all the government checks. And then it's gradually built. And last year it was up quite a bit. And now this year already it's up a lot. And we've already helped with that of the food pantry. We've already helped about 515 people. And that's with rent and utilities and the meat at the food pantry. So there's a lot of need out there. So we are truly blessed that the people in Valley City opened up their hearts and listened to what God was telling them and rang the bell and put their checks in there. It's just totally unbelievable, the people of our community.
Nice.
We are very blessed to live here.
Mm, very, very well put. Thank you, Lee, for sharing these numbers today. And again, over $72,000 raised, and over so how many years you've had over $70,000 raised.
Yeah,
that's a pretty good
record.
A
lot of them. Yeah, the average is 73 for 5 years.
For 5 years, you said that, right? Yeah, that's incredible. Yeah.
We've raised close to $900,000
in the last.
Well, since 11.
In 11 years.
Yeah.
Wow. Approaching $1 million. Wow.
If you take what we've got, Steve, I'll announce that here. If you take what we got for the foundation, one lady gave us $100,000 and another man gave us $20,000, which go into the foundation for if during some hard times we can draw from that. We've raised over $1 million.
Wow.
So that's just unbelievable in a community this size.
It is. It is an unbelievable statistic. Again, thanks to everybody who gave out there. And Lee, thanks to you and Lenora and
Naomi
and all of the other people that work with the Salvation Army here in Barnes County. Thanks again for what you guys do, okay?
Thank you. And also thank you, Steve, for all those plugs you gave us through the month of December for bell ringers. It really made a difference. And Lenora and Naomi, they actually have fun doing it, which warms my heart because I don't want to do it. Yeah, but they did a great job. Many of these communities, Steve, like Jamestown, they use something called Register to Ring. It's set up by the Salvation Army, but you have to call in to sign up, and I refuse to use that.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't get ringers.
Mm-hmm.
December 20th, their goal is 60,000. They're at 22,400. Now, I don't have the figures what they raised there, but, you know, they're three times the size we are.
Right.
And their goal is 60.
Yeah.
And so we are blessed.
Absolutely.
We are truly blessed.
Thanks again, Lee, and let's all have a good year ahead here, okay?
Yeah, thank you, Steve, and God bless everyone.
There's Lee Eisensee with the Barnes County Salvation Army Red Kettle Campaign, our guest on today's Voice of the Valley.